Welcome back, children of the revolution and everyone else. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades PDX here on Blueberry Podcasting, wherever you're finding us, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, RSS feed. Hey, we're all here. Today is the 29th of September, and at sundown tonight, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. And in honor of this Jewish New Year, a program that none of you were expecting. About this time, there was considerable online debate about the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is now almost 35 years of age. The truly disappointing thing, almost everyone, and I do not mean that lightly, almost everyone focuses on performers. This is especially sad to hear among women, who seemingly do not recognize that there are other careers in music for women other than as lead performers. Cases in point, and ones I have been making since 2014. Black record label owner Vivian Campbell, session bassist Carol Kay, engineer Susan Rogers, and songwriter Linda Creed, the latter with possibly the most unusual career among all these amazingly talented women. And what you're not listening to here, the audio educational anthology series, is focusing on Linda Creed. And the Lady Creed was born and raised in Philadelphia. She attempted a songwriting career at Mills Music in New York City, only to come home despondent and feeling a failure, which she documented in a song called I'm Coming Home. She originally was fronting an R&B group, highly unusual for a Jewish woman at the time. Interestingly, it was her songwriting gifts that brought her the professional music career she longed for so very much. Along the way, she unknowingly helped develop a subgenre of R&B called Quiet Storm, music that typically started off as a major key piano ballad, which would then morph into lush string arrangements with vocalists carrying the melody. Her songs became major hits for dozens of entertainers. Sadly, at the age of 26, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. In the spring of 1986, just weeks before her most famous composition, The Greatest Love of All, sung by Whitney Houston, would hit number one and make Houston a superstar, Creed died of her affliction at just 37 years of age. I remember hearing the news while a senior in high school, and to this day, am saddened that in the grand tradition of Jewish American songwriters, Creed's name is hardly ever mentioned. In the words of Kenny Gamble, the co-founder of the most important black label of the 1970s, Philadelphia International, had this to say. She wasn't a bad singer, but she was a great, great writer. All you have to do is listen to her lyrics. Some of this may be due to the fact that Creed primarily wrote for black artists. As we approach the New Year tonight at sundown, a reminder that some things transcend time, ethnicity, and indifference, and that love can conquer all. And as someone who is dealing with a similar affliction, fuck cancer. And we're going to be kicking off our program this week with our first act. It's so synonymous with the songwriting team of Linda Creed and Tom Bell, the latter being a Jamaican transplant, it would actually be ridiculous not to mention the three of them in the same breath. This was the second single by the group to be composed by the duo, who are also from Philadelphia, and it was their first to make the U.S. Pop Top 10. This is The Stylistics with You Are Everything, and we will see you in about 30 minutes.
I thought just pretend. Oh, baby, why fool yourself? Don't be afraid to help yourself. It's never too late to stop. Look, yes, listen to your heart.
the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend.
Lord. too sharp to play with your emotions.
He's the best one in town. Ride on his merry-go-round, spinning faster than sound. Laugh as the funny man cries, though his makeup is smeared. Laugh at his comical tears as he thinks of the years.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to where you're now listening to the audio educational and anthology series here in Ace of Spades, PDX, via Blueberry Podcasting, or however you're finding us. And today we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah and the Jewish New Year with one of the most underrated and most neglected Jewish American songwriters in American history, bar none. You know what? Baby, you know what? If you don't believe me, I'll write on a piece of paper. You can take it to the bank, okay? Let me tell you, we are celebrating the gifts of the late Linda Creed. And let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our first hour, shall we? King It All Up was, of course, The Stylistics' You Are Everything. Following that was Stop, Look, and Listen by Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. Two of Motown Records' biggest legacy artists recorded an album of duets in 73, sort of. Ross was horrified over Gaye's open drug consumption in the studio and refused to record the album while he got high. Engineer Russ Tirana, who would later work with Ross on her mega-selling 1980 self-titled album, actually recorded their parts separately and spliced them together. The duo recorded two Linda Creed songs for the album. Following that was another duet, Teddy Pendergrass and Whitney Houston, Hold Me. Pendergrass was wheelchair bound after a 1982 car accident, but it didn't stop his recording career. Houston, an up-and-coming singer, made her recording debut with this song. This was not the first Creed track Pendergrass would record. It was, however, for Houston, who would go on to even greater success with another one of Creed's tracks, which is actually our fourth song here, The Greatest Love of All by George Benson. Though, of course, now remembered as the superstar cementing recording by Houston from her debut on Arista, Benson, who was in the middle of a series of chart-topping tracks in the late 1970s, recorded this for the documentary The Greatest about Muhammad Ali. Creed wrote it after being first diagnosed with breast cancer. Following that was the only white performer in our survey today, Dusty Springfield, I'm a Free Girl. Linda Creed originally didn't plan on being a songwriter first, but a singer. After seemingly failing at both in her early career, British singer Springfield, who was in the middle of a career resurgence on Atlantic Records singing soul ballads, recorded this song, which gave Creed the much-needed break she was hoping for. Following that, One Man Band by the Chi Lights. Originally hailing from Chi-Town, that's Chicago for the unaware. This vocal group is best known for a pair of hits on the Brunswick label, Oh Girl and Have You Seen Her, both stone cold classics. It also contains all the hallmarks of Creed songwriting. The vocals are placed front and center, and they never play against the beat or the rhythm, which means if you sang them the way they were written, you could pull it off a cappella amazingly well. And the song we just heard, Living Just a Little, Laughing Just a Little by The Spinners. Tom Bell originally didn't wish to work for The Spinners, but stick with The Stylistics. The former were in a major career slump, the latter having the biggest successes of their career. Bell eventually produced 8 albums for the Detroit group The Spinners in 7 years, and of course, when and whenever he was stuck, Creed came along and made it work. Their biggest success with the group wouldn't be with this one, but with the up-tempo Rubber Band Man in 1976. And we're going to be kicking off the second part of our show with a well-loved B-side written by the Creed Bell songwriting team. And this person got his first big break as a cast member of the rock musical Hair in 1968. And he was born in Washington, D.C., raised in New York City, and after his career started to flounder after his sole top 40 track at the time, Why Can't I Touch You, Columbia, his label, sent him to Philadelphia, where Bell was able to resurrect his career briefly in 1973, of course, with the help of the one and only Ms. Linda Creed. This is The Point of No Return, and we will see you just before our grand finale.
station with my suitcase in my hand. Going back where I came from, I've had more than I can stand of watching them destroy my dreams. They picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around, I'm going home. I'm going home, going home. Tell someone to meet me, I'm coming home. Came to this old town seeking fortune and some fame. Never got the chance to prove myself, though I tried to play their game. Using people just ain't my thing, and I won't dangle from any string to please some fool I don't care about. They turned me inside out. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Such a way my knees would shake. You can't at all since you've been gone. And my eyes are kind of tired from crying all night long. No, I've never been too good at cooking just for one. It's so lonely without you, darling. Come back home, 'cause I'm half crazy, feeling sorry for myself. Half crazy, worried you'll find someone else to love. No, life hasn't been much fun at all since you've been gone. Hear our song. I spend every minute asking myself what went wrong. Can't we try to talk it over, baby? Come back.
To let you know. over by the fire, there stands a chair. That's the chair he used to sit in, his favorite chair. Now seems so bare, so empty and alone. In the closet hang a worn-out shirt. That's the shirt he'd lie around in. That poor old shirt left hanging there, that he no longer wears. This once was the house where upstairs on the bed, his pillow lies there patiently awaiting, oh yeah, for his return. I know it yearns to ease his weary head. Oh, dancing on the wall, reminding me of his laughter, yeah, that filled our home. But now there's none, just empty tears and bed. Oh, this once was the house where he used to live.
Everybody, this is Ben Brown Jr. Daddy Ben Brown. Oh, good Lord, you caught me. Yep, you done did it. All right, hey, hope everyone's enjoying this very special Rosh Hashanah tribute to the late and lovely Linda Creed, one of the greatest R&B songwriters of all time. Yes, she was Jewish and she was from Philadelphia, and we just need to remember this because she was all the things. Let's recap what we've heard in this second part of our show, shall we? Kicking it all off was The Point of No Return by Ronnie Dyson. Following that was Johnny Mathis, Coming Home. Prior to the huge career upswing he would receive in the late 1970s, Mathis, known as one of the most romantic singers in history with his soulful tenor, recorded a series of Linda Creed tracks. Many of them, however, would become even bigger hits for other artists who recorded them, including Tandy Pendergrass and The Spinners. Following that was Old Friend by Phyllis Hyman. Another Philadelphia native, Hyman's career never garnered the crossover success that many of her contemporaries did, but is remembered fondly by the black community, particularly the black gay community, after her live performance of this song at the Gay Games in 1993. Plagued by professional setbacks and addiction to cocaine, she committed suicide in 1995, 6 days before her 46th birthday. Following that was Half Crazy by Johnny Gill. Recorded for Gill's third album, Chemistry, he was only 18 when it was released and was a top 30 R&B hit. Shortly after this, he would join New Edition, replacing Bobby Brown, and would continue to have solo chart success as a new jack swing artist. This track was written by Creed and Lonnie Jordan, a founding member and lead vocalist for the Los Angeles-based group War. And trust me, soon we will be having a show about that because reasons. Following that was Little Anthony and the Imperials, Help Me Find a Way. Led by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Jerome Anthony Godin, a New York City native and the group he fronts, are still performing to this day. Originally starting as a doo-wop group, they were one of the few artists to sustain commercial success through the 1960s and early 1970s, with this track hitting in 70, 13 years after the formation, and an early songwriting success for the very young Linda Creed. And the song we just heard, His House and Me, by the one and only Dionne Warwick. Though most associated with the songwriting team of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, Warwick had landed a deal with Warner Brothers in the early 1970s. Sadly, the label did little promotion for her albums, which was a personal shame for Ms. Warwick. Rolling Stone magazine called the album this song was called from, called Track of the Cat, and produced by Tom Bell, her best in years upon its release. And all good things must come to an end. God, you know, this part of the show makes me happy and sad all at the same time. I guess, you know, after you hit 50, you're allowed a little bit of melancholy, right? And again, you can't mention the massive string of charted singles by our last featured artist without mentioning the songwriting team of Bell and Creed. The lyrics, written by Creed, seemed like vows spoken at a wedding and written by the people about to engage in something absolutely beautiful. This was no surprise, as Linda Creed wrote the song after her marriage to Stephen Lee Epstein in 1972. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line here on the podcast page. And love to you all. Happy Rosh Hashanah. This is You Make Me Feel Brand New by the Stylistics. And thank you once again to the late and lovely Ms. Lady Linda Creed.
Find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within. This
like notes to